from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to our guy, Joe Ostrowski. He's with BetQL, and Joe joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. And Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Joseph, good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning, guys. Doing great. So many different ways that we can go. You let me know. Where do you want to start?
Well, we obviously only care about the Bears.
Bears.
And I'm just curious that we saw the line. It's I believe it came out at 6.5. I don't know. You tell us if it's moving, but I don't think the line was going to be 6.5. It's almost like as Vegas watched the game, they were like, oh, boy, better give them some more points.
Here's what's funny, guys. So I'm watching the late afternoon games knowing, okay, the odds are going to come out pretty soon. I can't wait to see what they put this Bears-Texans number at. Because the Texans, they did not cover. They went a close game, put up a bunch of points against the Colts. And we know how the Bears won. And just knowing how the betting market goes, I know how they're going to react to the Bears. They're going to react in a negative fashion because they're going to view it as very fluky. So actually, it opened at 3.5. And I'm like, what? What? 3.5? What am I looking wrong? Am I looking at only the first half? And I double, triple checked, and it was 3.5. Obviously, that did not last very long. As you mentioned, it's 6.5. Some spots are already up at 7. So massive movement in favor of the Texans. A little bit of anti-Bears. But I would say, though, there are a couple of other interesting things around the Bears that with this Jordan Love injury, they're now the second favorite for the division.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
it's Detroit, the heavy favorite, and Green Bay and Minnesota are both 6-1. So not a huge movement in the odds, but the Bears are that second team listed. Caleb is still the favorite for Offensive Rookie of the Year, but Jaden Daniels' number came way down. He was 6-1. It's more like +350 right now. Based on what we saw week one, the Commander's defense is still awful. He's going to have a lot of garbage time to put up some numbers. And he had 2 rushing touchdowns. So by the end of the year, if Daniel stays healthy, this could be a pretty good 2-player race.
Week 2 starts tomorrow night, Joe. I wondered in terms of trends emerging from week 1 on the field, some poor quarterback play across the league. It's good to be a kicker because now they're kicking from 50 and beyond. But betting-wise, were there any trends that emerged from week 1?
Well, what I would say is look at the overreaction. That's just it. You could say, I don't know if it was an overreaction or the correct reaction, but that's what I'm looking at. These numbers that opened or the numbers that were posted a week ago, okay, you do all this handicapping, you do all these studying on all these teams, and then after 60 minutes of football, people are like, whoa, no, that was all wrong. Well, maybe you were more right than you thought. And here are some examples of some big-time line movement. I think that's really key this week. Chargers fading the Panthers. This thing went from 3.5 to 6.5. The Chargers are a 6.5-point road favorite. This is a team that many people were saying, Harbaugh's got kind of a free year. We're just going to figure things out. He's kind of starting over. Well, they're a 6.5-point road favorite because it looks like things have not really changed much for the Panthers. The Rams go from a 2-point favorite to a 1-point dog. Pay attention to some of these cluster injuries. It's already happening, guys. Tampa Bay, they've got 4 DBs injured right now. And the Rams, It looks like they have one healthy starting offensive lineman in addition to Puka. Yeah. So that's why it flipped to Arizona being the favorite there. And the Green Bay one was massive. Jordan Love out. So it goes from the Packers, a 5-point favorite at Lambeau against the Colts, to now the Colts are favored by 4. Jordan Love is not worth 9 points to the spread. He's not. So, I mean, that is the perfect example of an overreaction. And part of it is people look at Willis and say, well, it's not a quarterback playing the position. So they're just going to bet on the Colts no matter what.
People look at him and say, what you doing, Willis? Joe, I this blew my mind when I heard this, that the Circa Survivor Pool was almost cut in half following week one. Oh my God. Is that the Bengals? What is that?
Yeah. I don't want to do a told you so, but for 2 weeks, myself and my partner, Sam Panionovich, on the show, we were begging people, do not take Cincinnati. They are never ready early in the season.
Yeah.
I know it's the biggest point spread. Don't take the Bengals, whatever you do. They have an easy schedule. There's going to be other opportunities. But yeah, it's mostly the Bengals. So 5,564 people were kicked out in week one.
Man.
That is more than 39% of the pool. It's unbelievable. Guys, they were hoping, okay, we're going to announce a $10 million guarantee. That means 10,000 entries, right? They got 14,000 entries. There's $14 million in this pot now because there's no rake over at Circa. I don't know how this happened. 45 of those out didn't make a pick.
Oh my
How does that
God,
happen,
that's
Joe?
Unbelievable.
They paid $1,000
and forgot
and never made a pick. I saw Derek Stevens talking about it yesterday. Wow. He said a couple of those scenarios, the people bought 10 spots. They put down 10 G's and they never got their pick in on time.
That's crazy.
I know.
Joe, have a great show with Sam. Give him our best.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
That is our guy, Joe Ostrowski. Always fun to talk to him.
How do you spend that money without making a bet?
I wouldn't know, because if I had spent that kind of money, it would be my mission. I like to wait a little bit.
You would change your mind 17 times.
Well, no question.
And then make a – but you wouldn't you wouldn't forget to do it.
Oh, I would definitely make that. Yeah. I would go through a living hell. Yeah, I agree with you.
And then on the 18th time, you would write it in, and then you'd hand it in, and then you would regret it the rest of the day.
You know me well. I do. I do live that way. But man, I would definitely make the pick. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
I feel bad because I know I have some friends who were taking the Bengals.
Bengals killed a lot of people's hopes.
Dangerous.
Cost people a lot of money. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have that conversation about the trade the Bears made with the Panthers and the fact that you're going to weigh what they got for that against C.J. Stroud.
And don't forget, they've got the Panthers' number 2 pick this year, which looks like it's number 33 overall.
Right.
Basically a late first-round pick. Mully and Haw on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.